I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show. We have Louise Perry of the Mount Washington Valley Arts Association. How are you this morning?
I am great. Thanks. Absolutely. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, thank you for coming on. You have a big, big event coming up this weekend. It's a two-day event, Art in the Park over at Schuler Park in North Conway Village. Beautiful little venue for that. Why not? And you guys are getting ready.
We are ready. We've been working on this for months.
Yeah.
And so it's a big deal. We have five big tents full of artists and artisans of all kinds of talents. You know, they're doing oil paintings or acrylics or pastels, illustration. We have stained glass people. We
all
have
types
jewelry.
Of things.
We have pottery. There are literally just dozens of people you can come and see. And it's a great venue, easy to get to. We're in the center of North Conway Village, overlooking Mount Washington. It's absolutely stunning place to be. So it all starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, both Saturday and Sunday this year.
Wonderful. Yeah, it pretty much goes all day. It's 10 to 4 each day. And we actually were talking a little bit before we came on the air here, and you brought up a great point. It's a nice showcase for a lot of these artists and artisans that necessarily won't have the means of making sure they can present their material and their product and
it's
whatever
true.
They are.
They're not out in a storefront year-round.
Right.
But they're all out here in the valley some way or beyond.
We have
people coming from Manchester and actually up in the North Country and whatnot, along with our valley artists. And so this is a once-a-year opportunity to come and see all kinds of varieties of art, meet the artists themselves, check everything out, and it's a great exchange all the way around.
Yeah, for sure. Over 60 artists and artisans will be showcasing all of their talent, and it really is talent, from jewelry to painting, like just Louise said. Also, it looks like there will be some activities for the kids, so we can bring out the whole family.
Bring out the whole family. We also have one of the things that makes things work really well, two things actually, music. We have a music tent, so we
Wonderful.
Have three different band performances each day. And starting at 10 in the morning. And we also have a kids' activity booth.
Excellent.
So we are offering a little free painting time for the kids at that booth. On the music tent, most people will recognize a lot of these fabulous musicians. Dennis and Davey, very popular in the valley.
Absolutely.
Jonathan Sardi and his friend Ray Ryan. But also coming for the first time in the morning is a group called the Rockin' Daddy-O's.
Okay.
So if that doesn't get you up and going on a Saturday morning, I don't know what's going to.
That's right, the Rockin' Daddy-O's. And Dennis and Davey and John Sardi, of course, we've had him on the show numerous times. It should be a really fun event. And you can't forget to mention the food trucks. Get food trucks.
The next is the food trucks.
Yeah.
Also, I forgot to mention on Sunday we have in the morning, it's not the Rockin' Daddy-O's, it's going to be Bear Mountain Band.
Okay.
So some people have heard of them. They're local. Great guys.
Yeah.
Food trucks. Very big these days. Food trucks.
Absolutely.
Everybody's looking for a food truck. What do we got going? So we have Kimberly's gluten-free kitchen, she calls it.
Yep.
She
Excellent.
Serves up gluten-free tacos and other things. And we have popular kettle corn.
Okay.
He'll be there with that. That's very popular. We have
looks like there's some smoothies.
The smoothies are by a truck called the Purple Straw.
Yeah, Purple Straw.
And I know I'm missing some. Oh, and we have Ed coming with the pretzels.
Okay, it looks like it's getting everything covered.
The pretzel guy is, and then we have this year Linda's Hot Dogs. They're
Excellent.
Out of Biddeford, Maine, I believe, and they're going to be doing hot dogs and hamburgers, which seems essential when you're at a park.
When you're at the park, especially Schuler Park. When you're there, get some food from the food trucks and go and check out all the fantastic art that's going on. We're crossing our fingers. We're hoping that Mother Nature will cooperate, but it is good to mention that it's going to be a rain or shine event.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We want to make sure we
Say
get that
it every
point.
Every time you get across. Rain or shine. Last year, some people thought we weren't going to open because of the rain in the morning, but rain or shine, we have big commercial tents. Everybody's undercover.
Yep.
So we're going to be there. We're ready to show off and have some fun. There'll also be awards for the artists, so that's kind of fun on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the Arts Association will have its own booth. We act as sort of an information center at the park, and along with helping people process their credit card charges and whatnot. We also will have raffle baskets. People can bid on raffle Great. Baskets, and we'll have some silent auction items.
Okay.
From generous people in the Valley who have donated to this cause, which we truly appreciate.
Well, that sounds amazing. There's a lot going on there. That's the Art in the Park, presented by the Mount Washington Arts Association. You can actually check out more details, mwvarts.org, just in case you want a full rundown. And it's happening over at Schuler Park from 10 until 4, both Saturday and Sunday, rain or shine. Make sure we push that point with 60-plus artists and artisans. Make sure you go and check out everything that they're going to showcase with the kids' art activity booth, the food trucks, and live music. Should be a fun-filled weekend for sure. So thank you so much, Louise, for coming on, and we'll make sure to go out and enjoy Art in the Park.
Oh, great. Thanks.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.